Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, Digital Warriors. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're ditching the doomscrolling and reclaiming our lives, one screen-free moment at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and today, we're diving deep into something super important. How that constant phone connection is messing with our physical health. Ever feel like you've got a knot in your shoulder? Or maybe your back always seems to be aching after a long day glued to social media? You know that feeling when your eyes are dry and strained, like they've been staring at a screen for centuries? Yeah, me too. We're not talking about just an I need a break kind of situation. This stuff can actually have a real impact on our bodies. Listen, I get it. Our phones are practically extensions of ourselves these days. They hold our world, connect us with loved ones, and keep us entertained. But there's a thin line between convenience and becoming completely dependent on that little glowing rectangle. And when we cross that line, well, our bodies pay the price. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to understand how your phone habits might be affecting your physical health. 1. Sleep sabotage. That blue light blasting from your screen before bed is messing with your melatonin production, the hormone that tells your body it's time to snooze. Ever feel like you can't fall asleep even when you're exhausted? Yeah, that might be your phone's fault. 2. Neck and back pain. We spend hours hunched over our phones, sending texts and scrolling through feeds. This constant tension in your neck and shoulders can lead to chronic pain, headaches, and even carpal tunnel syndrome. Think of it like a tight knot that just won't loosen up, except it's happening inside your body. 3. Eye strain central. Our eyes are not designed for the intense glare and constant stimulation from screens. Staring at your phone for hours on end can cause blurry vision, dry eyes, headaches, and even make focusing on other things difficult. Imagine trying to read a book after staring at a computer screen all day. It's a strain. 4. Sedentary lifestyle. Let's be honest, phones can sometimes become a primary source of entertainment. We scroll through feeds instead of going for walks, we binge-watch shows instead of hitting the gym, and suddenly those steps are adding up to zero. Remember, movement is essential for good health. 5. The mental health connection. This might sound surprising, but your phone's impact on physical health goes beyond muscles and bones. Constant scrolling and notifications can lead to anxiety, stress, and even depression. It's like a vicious cycle. Our phones are designed to keep us hooked, but that constant stimulation takes a toll on our mental well-being, which in turn affects how we take care of ourselves physically. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's a busy professional who spends most of her day glued to her phone. Texting clients, checking emails, scrolling through social media, it's constant. Sarah often experiences headaches and back pain from hunching over her phone. She sleeps poorly because she checks her notifications late at night, leaving her exhausted and dragging herself through the day. Sound familiar? Maybe you're a little like Sarah, or maybe this is someone you know. The key takeaway here, guys, is that our phones are powerful tools, but they can also become major distractions from taking care of ourselves. It's about finding that balance, setting boundaries, and prioritizing our physical well-being. So remember, take breaks, get moving, put your phone down before bed, and give those eyes a rest. You deserve to feel good, both inside and out. Let's make this week the one where we start taking back control of our screens and reclaiming our lives. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave us a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. I can't wait to keep this journey going with you. Until next time, keep those phones in check and your lives vibrant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.